Hello. Hello.
Hello, good morning. Am I speaking with Trey Ryan?
Yeah, you're speaking. Yes, you're speaking to Tommy.
This is Fernando with Restorify by Intoxalog, and I'm calling to speak to you about filing for an expungement on your DWI.
Oh, yes. So in other words, with the expungement on my DWI, man, that means that I'm gonna have to have the Intoxalog machine on the car.
That is correct. We can also make all that information and available to the public to run in case you have a new job opportunity or if you're in housing. All we're asking for right now is for your email address and your date of birth to do the pre-screening, which is a 100% process. It's totally free right now with us. And after a couple of days, you will receive a notification on your email account letting you know if you're eligible or not to start the process with us and remove or make that information unavailable to the public, sir.
Okay, now wait. They just said information, but I just want to understand what you're talking about is that you're from Intoxalog, right? And with the state of Minnesota, you know, with my felony DWI, I have 6 years, you know, obligation to have that on the car. To have my license valid up into
okay.
Minnesota, okay.
Correct.
So you mean to tell me if I get expunged, that means that I don't have to have this Intoxalog and pay the money for the Intoxalog every 2 weeks, right? And everything will be expunged, and I have regular license, and I can drive without the device on the car.
That's actually right. Right. It totally depends about the eligibility. First, the one that I'm going to do with you, it will be just you know getting your email address and your date of birth. And after that, one of our attorneys will get in contact with you to explain to you how the process will work. And it will depend on the judge, right? If you will stop using the device and everything, right, to get your license back and all the papers that you need to. Where like you used to be.
Oh, wait. Well, okay. That sounds good, though, you know,
yeah.
And everything.
And this is actually just the eligibility process. We're doing this just for special prospects. Actually, it's a great opportunity. A lot of people is taking advantage of this. And like I said before, right, I'm not asking to you for any money or any payment or something like that. This is just your email address and your date of birth to send all the notifications that you need. So in that way, you can do the expungement request by yourself after you get the results if you're eligible, to start the process with us.
Oh, okay. And then what's going to be y'all fee? Everybody got a fee or whatsoever.
Absolutely.
So what's...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As you may know, Tayron, if you get your own attorney, this is $1,000, $10,000, $12,000. Right now with us, after the eligibility process, if you are eligible, it's a really, 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 really small fee, which is $399, court fees included, everything included, instead of paying that bunch of money right there that your own attorney will ask for.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. No hidden fees after that $399.
No, sir. No, sir.
Oh, okay. So, man, that sounds.
But right
good.
Now, it's just the eligibility process, right? I'm not asking to you for any payment or something like that. We need to know first if you're eligible, and if you are, then you're gonna talk about that with the next department and one of our attorneys.
So, in other words, then, how can I know that you, because I'm paranoid about everything, man. How do I know
understand.
That
you're
a
no,
licensed
you can,
person?
I understand. I can give you my name. Like, you can do your own research about us on restorify.intoxalog.com. Actually, like I said before, right, we're just a new program that they just launched a couple of months ago. And like I said, right, I'm not asking to you for any, personal info about, payment or, your social security or something like that. I'm just asking to you for your email address. Like everybody can do when you pay for something or when you purchase something, just to send all the information to you. with all the details. You can read it. You can also website. It's everything is legit, sir. And I can give you my name and everything, or phone number, or direct phone number, everything you need.
Okay, then can I get that thing? You know, because that's how I am.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'll give you my my name and or phone number if you have paper and pen, and then we can do the eligibility process for you.
Okay, then I want to call you back. The only reason why I asked you that, I will call you back
Okay.
Man, you was legit, and then I can just pass it on to somebody else because they are using us, man. They are using us, man.
I know. Simple you have respect. No idea. Yeah, you have no idea how many. I've been through a situation when they called me to ask me for my info, and then they hacked my email and everything, right? So I feel you, sir. I understand how you feel whenever you receive a call from a number that you didn't know and it's asking to you for something, right? But I understand that. You can, my name is Fernando, Fernando. And our website is restorify.intoxalock.com.
Okay, so you say, do that again, Fernando?
Fernando, Fernando. Fernando.
D-O. Yeah, okay.
And
okay.
Our website
come
is...
Come south, amiga.
and their website is restorify.intoxalock.
Okay. Now say that again, Fernando.
Correct.
Wait, that's your name, Fernando, then the email.
And our website.
Website, okay.
It's restorify.intoxalock.com. Restorify.intoxalock.com.
Intoxalock.com. Okay.
You can go there. You will see everything there in our new program. And this is actually a list of, you know, special prospects that Intoxalock sent to us. You know, of people who will probably be eligible to take advantage of this great opportunity, right? That's actually the reason why we're calling to you guys. But my job here, Tyron, is just to call you and let you know what you're eligible for, and that's it. After that, you will have to talk to one of our attorneys and have a conversation with, you know, the next departments, right, who will help you to remove or make this information unavailable to the public, sir.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good. Okay. So I'll give you my email.
Sure.
And the date of birth. Okay. It's Tyro, T-Y-R-O, 815@AOL.com.
815, you said?
Yep, 815. So it's Tyro, T-Y-R-O, 815@AOL.com.
Oh, so it's just Tyron. There's no N-E, right? Just T-I...
No, it's not no N-E. Nope. No N-E. No N-E. It's T-Y-R-O.
T-Y-R-O. Tyro. Okay, thank you. And your date of birth?
8/15/64.
That will be August 15, 1964, right?
Yes, sir.
Almost your birthday, right?
Oh, yes, man. So that's what I was like, man, when you called, I was like, oh, wow. I was just thinking about what I was going to have to do.
And you got the lottery, right?
Yeah, man. So you call at the right time, man, because I was contemplating about everything that was going on before I go to work this evening.
Great. All right, Tyron. What will be the best timing, case we got positive results on the pre-screening? What will be the best time to reach you and letting you know that you're eligible for this service?
Any time in the morning time, because I work in the at night, you know, that second shift, so between like the, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock, man, I can be reached.
Great. Wonderful, Tyrone. Okay, so double bid. Like I said before, I'll go ahead and send all the information right now, and also you can visit our website just to make sure about what I was talking about. And I'm pretty sure, okay. And I hope that you will be eligible so we can help you with this record, okay?
Oh, okay. Okay, sounds good, man.
Any questions?
Real good there, Philando. So you're going to send that to my website where I can go over the information. Mm-hmm. And then with the information, you're going to have the information where I can contact and talk to the lawyer about that, correct?
Absolutely. Right now, what I will do is just the pre-screening, right, with your email and your date of birth. If you're eligible, you will receive another email letting you know, hey, Tyrone, you're eligible to start the process with us. This is the information that we need, and this is the name of the attorney that will get in contact with you, right? And then you just go over all the info, right, and details.
Okay. And then through the process, I know it's always a process and stuff. You know, how long was this, is any time limit on that there, Philando?
What do you mean, what time frame? The eligibility process or the whole process to remove that information? Of
the whole process. The whole process.
Being honest with you, Tyrone, the regularly, the time that they take to remove all that information and make that unavailable, it's around 2-3 months.
2-3 months? Okay.
Yes.
Well, at least, you know, I had to ask that, you know, because still that's good, because then I can still keep that on my device on the car.
Yeah.
And, you know, just wait to it and just keep up my payments and stuff. So I can be still legal and eligible, you know,
to
drive.
You're right. You know, every profile, it's different, right? But that's like what I've been able to see and all this time that I worked for it. With Storify, it's that time, right? Whenever you have a one DWI or whenever you have the device in the car, it takes a little bit more if you have more than one, right? But I'm pretty sure that they will help you a lot, and it will be quick like the others. Like the others,
because
right?
I got more than one, but Philando, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I got more than one. Dude, that's why man.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but you're doing it right. That's actually what you have to do is just tell everything to the attorney and letting him know or letting her know about what you did, what you have, and why you have it, so he or she can help you better, right, and as soon as possible to, make you, take you out of all of this, right?
Yeah. Okay. Because, I mean, you know, I'm out of everything. Well, I just talked to the attorney because she'll see, you know, stuff, and then, you know, I got I have a lawyer that was with this, I'm a vet, right? I'm a veteran, right? You know, military served guy, you know, from overseas and everything like that, you know, and stuff. So what saved me from spending more time up into the joint was, you know, that from me joining a veterans court program. So now that I'm graduated. So, I was just, just waiting, man, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but
it's all about that. You just did the first move right now with us. And, this is what you have to do, right? Whenever there is a chance to, make all this information and available to the public and, you know, try to clear all this, you have to take it because, we work with them directly. So that's what we're going to do with you too, right?
Yep, that's true, yep, that's the
all
whole
right
thing, yeah.
So just to confirm, your email, it's tyro815@aol.com, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and send all the information right now to Ron, and I don't know, if you have any more questions, I'll be more than happy to answer.
Okay, and that's your phone number that registered on my caller ID, right? That's 612-351-4442.
I'll give you my direct line, okay? I don't know if you have paper and pen.
Okay. Yep.
877-892-892-1930.
877-892-1930. Okay, got it there, Philando.
Mm-hmm. 877-892-1930. That's correct, sir.
Okay, 1930. Okay, 1-877. You say 1-877-892-1930.
That's right. You got it.
Okay. Okay. Got it there, Mr. Philando, man. And thank you, man. I was just wondering, because I was about looking at another, you know, little car to get me back and forth to work, because the one that I got that device on,
yeah,
it's like down. So I just have to have that fella stay put and keep the device on it until I be able to transfer it over.
That's right.
Yep. And then as I keep on, you know, as you send me the more information and I go over the information, then I know where to go from there.
Yeah, but that's a good thing, right? That we're very clear with all the steps and all the process, how you need to follow that. And I'm pretty sure that you won't have any, you won't get confused. It's really simple, really short questions on the expungement request. And you just need to answer them and then send that back to in our website, right? But that will be later after the eligibility process, right? I'm just letting you know that it's a very simple process. It's not that complicated to be like, you know, looking for papers or what you did in or any, you know, any paper that you're supposed to have that you got in the past, something like that. No, it's just about your name, everything, what happened, when happened, the expungement request, and then just send all the information and just wait for an answer, and I'm pretty sure that you will get a positive answer like the others.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Tyron, you want to make a question?
Oh, okay. Well, thank you there, Mr. Philando, man. And, hey, man, I'm just going to be waiting on the email.
Thank you, Tyron. I will receive all that info, okay? And I hope you have an amazing and a great, great birthday, okay?
All right, you're out, man. You already started off with a miniaturized gift. Info sets you free.
Absolutely. This is one of the questions that I have for you, okay?
Okay, all right there, man. Thank you, man. Excuse me, man. I'm just a hyper kind of guy, you know. I don't drink no more, you know, and stuff like that. So it's like this. Thank you.